Welcome to Baby Boomer Tales. My name is Jim. You can find us at babyboomertales.com. Our webpage gives you links to our Facebook page, many places where you can hear our podcast, to our Boomers General Store, where every purchase goes to keep Baby Boomer Tales going. There's a link to our YouTube page and great pictures of the country I speak about so much in north central Colorado and also here in northeastern Kansas.
Housekeeping.
Our housekeeping today starts with a couple of weeks ago. I was talking about a commercial where kids were picking teams on a playground to play basketball. And I said one kid picked Shaquille O'Neal. Well, Shaq wasn't in that commercial. It was Charles Barkley. I don't know what I was thinking. Shaq's in some pizza commercial somewhere right now, but Barkley's all over the place. And he was in this one. He's pretty funny and a great spokesman. And anyway, they didn't pick Shaq. They picked Charles. Also, in that podcast episode, there was a segment there we call Forky and Earl. And part of last episode when I did Forky and Earl, I started speaking in the first person. And I'm really supposed to speak like I'm reading a book on Forky and Earl. It's supposed to be like I'm reading a book with some sound effects included. And all of a sudden, instead of saying, well, Forky and Earl did this, I said things like, well, we did this, and it was getting us, and all that. And so I apologize for that. I did catch it during the editing process. And the editing process, I go through several processes. The first one, I just talk, and I have to talk for about 20 minutes to get a 15-minute podcast in after all the edits are out. And I caught it, and instead of trying to redo it, because it went on for several minutes where I was saying us and we, I just left it in. It was much easier than trying to patch it with the other way. So my apologies there. The world is getting smaller as we get older. My world has gotten so small that I do tell my roommate stuff over and over. It's not that I've forgotten that I've done that. It's just that my world is small now. I don't have other people as much to tell the same old sad stories to. So I just lay them on my girlfriend. You know, I'm talking about my roommate, girlfriend, wife. She's all the same. Same person, three in one there. Probably more than that. But anyway, so that's what it is. We just part of the growing older is your world is not as large. It's a weird phenomenon. And I am partaking in it because I'm still alive. And maybe it's because I have not chosen to go to a retirement community. That may take care of all that. I could sit on some bench and tell all the old men my stories over and over and over. I like to tell them on this podcast, I do. But, you know, everyday life. But my mind is fine, as far as I can tell. But I am going to lay that on that female companion of mine. And she's going to tell me that she knows that story. I just wanted to bring that up. This thing about our world getting smaller. Once we figured that out, when Kim and I figured that out, that's why we do some of these little weird things. It opened our eyes to a bunch of stuff. So when I start to tell her, and she politely and sometimes not so politely says, you've told me that before. Sometimes I even say it, well, I know my world's getting smaller. And so, da 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 da. Like, whenever Light My Fire comes on, when we're listening to music, I'll tell Kim how I don't like Jim Morrison. I don't like the Doors. But I did like Light My Fire. Okay, enough of that. Our unusual facts this week. Without ears, we would lose our balance. Our ears keep growing with age. Something to look forward to, right? Our ears and our nose keep growing. I contend that my feet keep going too, but I'm not sure about that. But it is a scientific fact. Your ears and your nose keep growing, which is not good for me because my nose was not small when I was born. Ears never sleep. That's why you'll hear a sound in the middle of the night. Your ears are connected to your nose, your throat. So that's why they got these ENT, ear, nose, and throat specialists. I thought they were specializing in three different things. No, they're just specializing in one. Your ears, nose, and throat. We have two ears and one mouth. This should tell us something about listening more and talking less. Our song of the week is You Can All Join In by Traffic, written by band member Dave Mason. It was released in 1968 with the album of the same name. Besides Dave Mason in the group Traffic, we had singer Stevie Winwood, Jim Calipetti, and Chris Wood. Shortly after this song was released, Winwood left the band to create the band Blind Faith with Eric Clapton and Ginger Baker. Then he went back to Traffic to record John Barleycorn Must Die and later The Low Spark of the High Heel Boys. Here's a little song you can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new. In January of 2020, we did an episode, number 50, called Hearing Loss. And I spoke about what led up to me getting hearing aids. It all started when my early 30s, and I didn't get hearing aids until about 2012. So I was, 62 then. So I went 30 years with my hearing getting worse and worse and worse until I finally broke down and got hearing aids. Well, I've had a hearing aids, like I said, for about 12, 13 years now. And I have found that it's getting harder and harder to hear again. I was told my cochlear is deteriorating. And really, on my right side, my right ear, I'm almost deaf. And my left ear is still pretty good, you know, compared to the right ear. So I have some real issues, and it's part of the challenge of growing older. It is frustrating, and it's probably more frustrating for people around me than it is for me. And yet, I have become more and more isolated again, kind of like I was 15 years ago before I got hearing aids. The problem with my right ear, and I can listen on headphones or earbuds, and I can hear out of the right ear. But a hearing aid distorts in the right ear. So I don't know, you know, the workings of a hearing aid opposed to, like, you know, headphones. I don't know. I am going to buy some Hunter's amplifiers. They're like ear hearing aids, really. You just put them into your ears. And one thing it does is a loud noise, it shuts it off immediately. So you don't get that into your ears, but also amplifies. And my theory is that maybe I can hear better with those things. But I haven't done it yet. I'm on my third pair of hearing aids in the last 12 years, 13 years, whatever. But it is a challenge. Whenever we go somewhere, say I go into a fast food restaurant and order, or even a sit-down restaurant and I order to the waitress, and they'll say, what kind of salad dressing do you want, you know, on your salad? I'll look at my wife, and she tells me what the waitress said. Same way at the fast food when they go, you want fries with that? I'll look to the wife, and she said, do you want fries with that? So I'm very, very dependent upon her more than I've ever been in my life. It used to be we were just partners in life, and we just went on. Now, I depend on her a lot, and I actually trip out a little thinking, what would I do if something happened to Kim? I don't know what I'd do. Honestly, I don't know what I would do. But if I go out by myself, and I go out by myself a lot, you know, I go grocery shopping by myself and all that stuff. The other day, I was coming out of the Walmart, and I just bought, once a month I go to Walmart, and I go to our grocery store once a week. I bought some weed and feed and some grass seed and some soil, some potting soil. And I was loading it into the truck, and this older lady was putting her stuff in her truck. She had a pickup truck also. My kind of girl, right? And I call her an older lady, but maybe she was younger than me. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know how old I look. I know what I look like in the mirror. Sometimes that spooks me a little. But we started talking, and I really couldn't hear what she was saying. I knew she was talking about the grass seed and stuff, and it was time to go do that outside. This was, remember, I recorded this about 3 weeks before it's released. And I could hear real good as long as I was standing fairly close to her and was reading her lips and all that. But she started to pack it up, and she got in her vehicle, and she said something, and I had no idea what she said. And this is my MO anymore. I kind of pretend like I know what you're saying, and I respond to whatever I think, maybe, possibly, you said. Whew. Anyway, so sometimes I get some strange looks like that. But I still go out there by myself, and I can do okay, but not great. I went to get a physical the other day for some insurance, and the girl giving me the physical, I don't know if she was a doctor or a paramedic or a nurse or what, but anyway, she had a higher register in her voice, and she spoke very softly. And I've learned to say, you know, I'm hard of hearing. You need to speak slow and speak up. And she did her best. But yet, since her voice was not lower, because I've lost everything in the higher register pretty much, I struggled with it the whole physical. She was very nice and very kind and very understanding, and I really appreciated it. And luckily, I could get this insurance without being able to hear, as long as, you know, my blood work came on and I didn't have any physical ailments, you know what I mean? I do use headphones to watch TV all the way now. I've got a pair of headphones just like the ones I use when I do my podcasts, and I can hear pretty well, but I do have closed captioning on everything, except for Jeopardy or sporting event. I turn the closed captioning off for that stuff. A lot of my friends, the ones that are left, you know, I'm going to be 74 here soon, but some of them have hearing issues. In fact, I just gave Rusty a pair of wireless headphones, and I didn't like them because I could hear fine with them, except they were uncomfortable over my ears and my hearing aids, where the headphones that I have now, even though they run with a wire, and I have a 50-foot wire so I can sit anywhere and watch TV, but they're more comfortable to me. I can wear them all day. I'd wear them to the store, except I'd look like my favorite Martian. It's hard for me to go to the movies or go to church or anything where someone is public speaking. That's hard because I have no idea what they're saying. I have problems even though I can talk on the phone very easily. These newest hearing aids go right into my phone, or my phone goes into my hearing aids, and I can hear excellent, except unless you have a foreign accent. I struggle so big time with that. You know how it is. Any kind of customer service or anything puts you into someone in Pakistan or Sri Lanka or the Philippines or somewhere where they have a very heavy accent. And even though maybe they're doing their job very well, I'm having a hard time figuring it out. If I can't figure it out, I always ask for someone in the United States. I do. I have a microphone now. Since my hearing is so bad on my right side that I couldn't converse with Kim when we're driving somewhere, So now I've got this microphone. She just clips it to her seatbelt or to her collar or something. And I can hear her. And I take it into restaurants sometimes. It's easier to hear what's going on. But I can't just let it on the table because it picks up every sound in the world. So if I want to talk with someone, I give them the microphone in a crowded restaurant. And that microphone picks up and puts it right into my hearing aids. At one of my granddaughter's birthdays the other day, we went to a Japanese steakhouse, you know, where they cut the meat up and hi, 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 and they throw the shrimp at you and they spin eggs on their spatula and all that stuff. It's very entertaining. The food's very good and stuff. Well, my daughter tried saying something to me. She sat two people away from me and I had no idea what she was saying. I just looked at her like a deer looks at you when he's caught in your headlights. I say all this not to complain and tell you about poor, pitiful me, but there's a way around everything. There's a way to coexist and to make it no matter what your challenges are. Hearing is my big challenge. It's my big challenge in life. Has been for a while now, but I'm not going to let it get me down. I am going to do everything I can to be able to make it and make it okay. So whatever challenges you may be facing and fighting, don't give up. Never give up. It's going to be all right. You're going to figure it out if you don't quit. Do not quit. And if you start to feel sorry for yourself, that's okay for a moment. For a moment. And then dust yourself off and get back with the program and hit it head on. You can do it. You can do all things. I believe that with all my heart. I'm believing for my total 100% hearing to be back. 100%. Totally healed. But you know what? My attitude's more important than my hearing. Always be kind. It's good for your soul. Dale, thank you for riding along today. It means the world to me, and I appreciate it very much. I'll be back next Wednesday. Peace out.